The DivaCast, number 118, 29 October 2008. Hi, everyone. We are the Divas, and we are five fun, 40-something fabulous.
She's fabulous.
Fabulous friends. And I'm Julie.
I'm Amy.
I'm Carrie.
And there's Suzanne. She's coming back. Try it again.
And I'm Suzanne. I have cheese in my mouth.
We just had a little snack before we started.
Start without her. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. We have gotten together, and Sharon had to leave us, so we don't get to visit with her today. But we believe inside every woman is a diva, and that's why we do this, because we want you to find your diva friends and your girlfriends
and your
empower each other. And your inner diva.
And Julie's bleeding to death as we talk.
You know what? I'm just a walking catastrophe, okay?
So how did you do that?
Well, this is a burn. I've on my pointer finger of my right hand. And it's not like I don't interpret for the deaf and use my hands every day, okay?
Yes.
So I'm in the oven, and I burn my hand. I had this huge blister on the
You're
top.
Like Julia Childs. You burn yourself every
single time. I do burn myself
time.
Every single time.
I didn't know that about Julia Childs.
Oh, I didn't either.
I didn't either.
Haven't you seen? There was like these old skits on Saturday Night Live where they had Julia Childs, like she was like bleeding, spurting blood.
But
she
always
like,
were
ooh,
just,
ow, ooh, ow.
But weren't they just making fun of her? She really didn't, did she?
Yeah, but they pick your like idiosyncrasies and amplify
sure.
them.
That's true.
She'd go,
you know,
ooh, ow.
Okay. Speaking of Saturday Night Live, have you guys seen any of the recent stuff?
Yes.
Imitating
I've only seen the
Biden and Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Hysterical. Hysterical.
Tina yeah. Fey looks just smacked up.
Oh,
like her.
My
she is
gosh.
So evil, though, about
yeah.
her.
Yes,
oh,
she
my
is.
Gosh.
Why, though? Why? What's up with that?
She wouldn't even speak to her when
she
was on the
show.
She
said that she hopes that after, you know, November 4th, that she will not have to do this character ever again.
Because,
when did she say that?
After
no,
Sarah yeah. Palin was on it, yeah.
On the show or where?
No, she didn't say it on the show. It was an interview.
It was an interview. Mm-hmm. But I just was like, just so, I think, you know what it is? Hey, I voted, by the way. I voted
you
on
did
Monday.
Early voting?
Did yeah,
you?
I did.
How did you do that? Do you have to sign a form or do something special?
No,
you
I just
show up.
It's at the library here in town now.
Yeah.
It didn't used to be at the Peachtree City.
You mean we
could
just
library.
Show up? We could just show up at the
uh-huh.
library?
Yeah, but you have to wait in line still.
Yeah.
And I
Nancy
ended up waiting
an hour.
About an hour and 15 minutes. But
see,
I think it's going to be horrible on the 4th. I think it's going to be horrible.
Do you guys remember? I do not remember, and maybe I'm just clueless in my lifetime, the early voting, mm-hmm. the lines
no.
for early
no.
voting.
They've
it's
never done
wild.
It like that.
It is the energy is huge.
It's so weird.
Wow.
But it was so funny because David goes, and I love this because it's I
it's
think
what?
It empowers me. He's like, so who did you vote for? Because my husband doesn't even know who I'm voting
I
for.
I know who you
yeah.
voted for.
Yeah, me too.
And you guys kind of don't. No, you probably don't.
I do.
But yeah,
bet.
Because we talked.
Oh, well, that doesn't
no,
count.
No, I'm just guessing. I don't know if
and I said, shoot, what's the hell's the guy's
Bob
name?
Bob Barr.
Yeah.
Who did I vote for again?
Yeah.
I figured
what's
you
his
did.
Name? And I told David, I
he's
said.
He's a libertarian candidate.
I said, he goes, who'd you vote for? I said, Barr. I go, go Barr. Yeah. He goes, you did not.
I know.
You
because, see,
not.
You know what he's remembering was Ross Perot when he ran and uh-huh. it foiled the whole ticket. Mm-hmm. The whole it,
but
yeah.
but I like the idea that
he didn't know.
He's I'm just yeah. a wild card.
I'm
just a wild
little
card.
Mysterious
drive my husband
woman.
Crazy. Yeah, because he.
But do you
know,
think I did? Do you think I really voted for him?
Yeah,
I didn't.
You didn't.
Yeah, no. I, don't
I
think
just
you
thought
did.
You would, but I hope you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Because
I
hope we can.
But I do.
I really
don't like either candidate. I. And I'm not including
so you
Bob.
Voted the lesser of the two evils? Is that what you did?
You know,
I
that's
did.
The bumper sticker for the Libertarian Party. It says, I saw it in the parking lot the other day. It says, the lesser of two evils is still evil. Vote Libertarian.
Oh,
isn't that funny?
That is.
I
okay,
thought that
when,
was pretty good.
When we're off mic, will you, if I guess right, will you just tell me? Because
yeah.
I think yeah, I know
who she voted for.
I think I know. And I think, yeah, I think I know.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about politics because I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all one way, and it was, like,
you're
annoying.
The other
like,
way.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, people get annoyed.
I find that I just go for the underdog.
I know. You've always said that.
I just go for the underdog.
The underdog. It's like,
well, the underdog right now is McCain.
I know. Well, but the thing is that, I mean, it's like Sarah Palin's getting like toasted, and I'm like, poor woman. Sorry for her, you know. I mean,
that's not like, the reason to vote for her, Amy.
You know what just makes me angry is that our media can't
like it. It's not equal.
Impartial.
Right.
You know, I really miss... Well, I guess maybe it's just because I'm older. Maybe media was always like this.
Yeah.
But I really wish that there was media that was impartial, that would say, this is the story. Now you make up your own mind.
I don't think
instead
it's,
of
I don't
telling
think it's possible.
It's not humanly possible.
I
what did you say,
is.
Amy?
I don't think it... I mean, I think it's so much worse, though, now.
I don't
but,
what it
but
has
that's true. You don't know if it's just because
it's
we're older and paying
now.
Attention or if it's, you know.
I mean, you hear people who have been in media forever say it's the worst it's ever
but
been.
But can you remember your parents, like, talking about it and stuff? I mean, we're constantly talking about it with our kids and things like that.
But you know what else? I'm in the government, you know, at school. I'm in history class. And we looked at propaganda from the early elections. And it was the same thing. There were
it really was.
Oh, the newspapers were ugly. I mean, it was bitter battles. And, you know, so I don't know.
I just think it's really like difficult to know what the truths are. Because
you have to do your own homework.
But I tried.
It's hard.
My sister-in-law and I, you know, we were on opposite sides of the fence. Like, this is about 5 years ago. And I tried to be open and look at, you know, I was on, you know, NBC, CNN, Fox News. I know. I was on Fox News. I was on all these different websites, and I still felt more confused by the time I was done than I just said, you know, I almost kind of gave up. I'm like, I don't know what the truth is.
There's some woman out there, and I cannot remember her last name, and I can't remember her website, but it was, I'll give you a partial on it.
Come back
okay?
With it. Yeah.
And if any of the listeners know who in the heck this is, let us know. Email us because
at,
I went
diva@thedivacast.com.
Okay. But the thing, her name's Amy. Her first name's Amy. And I remember that because my name's Amy, obviously.
Go.
I'm like Sharon. I'm pulling a Sharon right now. But her website is Democracy Now, maybe, or something like that. And her first name's Amy. She won some media thing for being impartial.
Oh.
And it was from other countries, actually.
Wow. That's
so
cool.
I pulled up her website and I looked at it and things just one time. And of course, I never did it again. But it seemed kind of impartial. And I thought, well, this is kind of cool. But, you know.
Well, you need to look at issues that are important to you, too. And like focus on the main ones and see where they stand on them. And I also think it's important to look at like the impartial people who like, that there's a committee that does pork barrel spending, and they evaluate all the senators who vote for pork barrel spending. And they don't care if they're Republican or Democrat, but they rank them on who voted the most and who got the most pork barrel stuff stuck in their bills.
Okay, where do we get that information?
Yeah, what's that
you
called?
You can just Google it. And
Google
it's,
what?
Google pork barrel spending.
Pork barrel spending?
Statistics or something like that. I'm sure it would, but that stuff is what's helpful to me is where people show me where people rank or show me how they voted and let me decide for myself kind of thing. I don't know.
Oh, Robin got it. It's Amy Goodman, Democracy Now.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Her website.
Excellent.
That's very cool.
And she, I mean, it was in the news. I mean, it was in the newspaper. Mind you, it was the AJC, but I mean, you know.
Uh-oh.
Stop.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Well, tell our listeners what that means.
I think they should know because it's pretty much the Atlanta Journal Constitution. It's pretty much known across the United States as a flaming liberal.
It's not flaming. It's not like
me?
New York.
Oh,
well, it depends
that.
How conservative you are as to how flaming it is.
I thought this was not going to be a show on politics.
It's not. But it's known as a liberal-leaning, okay, is that better? A liberal-leaning newspaper.
Leaning towards the
well,
left.
To get us off topic,
there you go.
We have a winner for the Your Child Strengths book.
Oh,
yes, and her name is Brenda Widup, W-I-D-U-P, North
cool.
Central Indiana. So, hey, Brenda, you need to send us your address, and I will send you the book.
Email
Very
it to us
cool.
at diva@thedivacast.com, Brenda, and we'll get your book in the mail to you.
Congratulations!
Yeah, congratulations.
That's a great book.
I'm reading a new James Patterson book. That's what I was telling Carrie that, you know, he gets these different
is it
authors.
About Tourette's syndrome?
No.
Why?
Because he has a new book out about
that's
Tourette's.
This true one about the life. They were talking about that today on the radio.
Is
it's
your
a true
like
life
moving
book.
Furniture upstairs?
it's a true life book. about his friend's medical problems, his friend's son's medical problems. It's true. It's
right.
This is what I read on James Patterson is all fiction.
Oh.
This is nonfiction, what you're talking about.
But the Tourette syndrome would be a good one for you, Miss Carrie.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
You think James Patterson will come on my
Absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely.
Yes, he would.
Good Morning America.
Hey, you know what? All I have to do is ask. You never know. He could.
If you like this show, you may also enjoy Words to Mouth, an author interview talk show where readers meet authors beyond the printed page and win free books. So go check it out, Words to Mouth. That's words with an S, T-O, mouth.com. Wordstomouth.com.
Well, you've gotten some big names.
I know, I've had fun.
Yeah. I know, I can't wait till William P. Young comes on there.
Yeah, The Shack.
Yeah.
I finally finished that book, and Julie, I have to buy you a new copy because I love that book.
You did love it? I cannot get through
it. No, listen, Amy.
I'm stuck.
Listen, yes, you get kind of halfway through.
Yeah, it's under my bed.
And you run into a little dry spot.
Yeah, I'm like,
but I encourage you to keep going.
Really? Okay.
Because then you'll reach another plateau where you'll get, okay.
I have a question. I heard that it was all, what did I hear? I'm doing a Sharon again. Where is she? that it was like completely made up. It was just a makeup story. And it was really not.
It was. It's something he made up for his children. He was the son of missionaries in Africa. And he was physically and sexually abused as a child. Mm. And so a lot of his imagination took him out of the reality he was having to deal with. He came and spoke at my cousin's church. His story is amazing.
Did you hear him, Julie?
Mm. No. She's going to mail me the CDs because after I read the book, I'm like, wow. And you know what? Here's another thing. I hate when you, and this might have happened to you too, getting to a place where you hear about it and you're like, this is awesome. You got to read this book. That happened to me with the bee book. The bees. Secret Life of Bees.
We need
my
to see
God.
That movie.
I love that book.
Because everybody told me that book changed their life. And I'm like,
I think that's what happened.
Here's the thing with Julie, though. That's not your kind of book.
No,
Red Tint sucks.
I love
the Red Tent.
That's not her kind of book. She is the James Patterson mysteries.
But I love The Shack.
Okay, but that's a spiritual book. It's different. That's different. You know,
it's different than Bees.
But Bees and the Red
Life
Tent
of Bees,
is women and relationships.
Oh my God,
favorite book of all times: A Tree Grows in Brooklyn.
Never heard of it.
Oh my God!
I haven't either.
I swear to God.
I haven't either.
Okay, do you have it so I can read it?
Yeah.
I cannot find my copy. I will buy it.
I'll go to the library
really?
At my high
school.
It's a classic. And rent it.
Yes, it's a classic.
Who wrote it?
Mm-hmm.
Carrie? It's a classic.
It's a classic. Everybody
knows.
Know
who wrote it.
But it's like, Catcher in the Rye.
You know what? What's my favorite book?
Wait, I want to say mine is Memoirs of a Geisha.
Never read that either.
Awesome book.
You know what? I don't think I could get through that book.
Oh, love that book.
I gotta try it again.
Julie would hate it.
I probably would.
I know her well enough. Yeah, you
would. Yeah, I'm not good at that kind of like movie wise.
You don't like relationship books.
Some of them I do. If they have dialogue, I'm good with it. It's when it's real narrative. Don't like it. Mm. Okay, don't like it.
You have to hate memoirs. Then you hate memoirs.
I haven't even opened it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I never even have held it. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if I'd hate it or not.
You would.
I just like dialogue, but I do like a mystery. I like to try to figure out who the killer is.
Do you get to the point where you can't even like read a book in your life, though, because you just can't focus?
No.
I mean, I all I can do is like look at thumb through magazines.
No, I read books all the time.
I can't.
Well, she's in school.
But I'm in school.
Read.
I have downtime where I have nothing else to do but read.
The only time I can read is at nighttime when I'm going to bed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I pass out.
And then
I'm
tired.
Then I'm, like, fried.
I love
to
read.
I've been like sleeping.
I'll get to where I can't finish a book. I love it when I'm like,
I know. Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, I love
too.
That kind
when
of
you
book.
Read something. In
but
things.
At night when I'm tired, I just want to click through the channel for like 5 minutes before I'm like,
you know what's neat is my youngest daughter, she hated to read. She could not find her groove with reading. And finally, somebody turned her on to the Twilight
series. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. That's the hottest thing going with young girls.
She has devoured those books. I mean, those books
are
like...
four now. They're big.
They're like 400 or 500. This book, the last book, the fourth book, is 700 plus
Are they
pages.
Really just girl?
No.
No. There's a lot of guys reading them, too.
It's vampires. Written
it's
by a
vampire
Mormon
romance.
Woman. Okay. And...
I don't know.
They have like all these good morals in it. but it's a vampire. And at first I'm like, what are you reading? And
that's
so she is so far at my butt. She's like, Mom, you have to read the first Twilight book so that we can go see the movie. It's coming out November 21st.
Oh, they're going to go at and it starts at midnight. There's tons of kids skipping
school. And you guys, I have so many books I have to read for the Words to Mouth. And I'm like, I'm looking at this Twilight book that is like this thick. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And she keeps every day, Mom.
So you haven't read
and
it?
And I have to read it. No, I have to read it because that's like...
Can you get it on tape? Can you get it on tape?
I'm sure you can.
But you know what? Since I'm not driving and commuting anymore, I don't listen. It's so bad. I understand now what you guys were saying. I don't listen to podcasts and stuff anymore. Like Manic Mommies, I have to catch up on because I used to listen to that stuff all the time.
But ton.
Yeah, I don't. I'm at home and I'm doing my thing. And
I tell you, another author, have y'all read for girls? I see it in the high school a lot. Is Jodi Pilquit?
Yeah,
I've read some of her stuff.
Okay, have you ever read My Sister's Keeper? If you've not read that book.
That sounds familiar.
Now you like that book. Okay.
I liked that book.
Okay.
I couldn't put that book down.
What was it about?
A little girl whose sister has leukemia.
See, now I wouldn't
And that's
think
all
you'd
I'm
like
going to say.
Book.
Oh my God, it was amazing.
Okay.
It disturbed me deeply.
Yeah.
And I cried in it, but it was all there are a ton of dialogue, relationships. I'm into all that, but don't give me narrative stuff.
All right.
Like, I don't like narrative. I need dialogue. I need people interacting.
Okay.
Did you read the Boleyn girls or whatever?
Oh, the Boleyn sisters.
Sisters or what?
The Boleyn girls.
Okay. You're talking about like Anne Boleyn.
Anne Boleyn and her sister. That's a southern name.
Anne Boleyn.
Did you read that book?
No.
No, has anybody
But I heard
seen,
the movie was
Have
phenomenal.
You guys seen The Tudors?
No.
What is that?
It was on HBO.
Seen it?
And
movie?
The Tudors, and it's all about the Boleyn.
T-U-D-O-R?
Yeah. The Tudors.
T-U-D-O-R?
It was King Henry VIII.
King Henry VIII's wife, and he had her beheaded.
Oh, my God. Well, it was Anne Boleyn.
That's part of the...
But he had two other wives before her.
You guys, I didn't know that story until I read this book.
Okay, well, I didn't know until I sat in English class.
I lived in England. That's how I knew.
Was, like, appalled that I didn't know that. And I was like, I don't know.
You know what? I don't
even
know who fights in the war until I sit in class.
And my husband knew about it. And I was just like, oh, I am stupid.
I am so jealous of Julie. I think of you often. I go, she is
getting
all this
second education.
2 and 3 times.
Yeah.
And you know what?
You should be on.
It's interesting now.
I
enjoy it. Like, I sit in this econ class, and this guy is on it. He's one of the best teachers I've ever seen. And the way he explains stuff. And you know what's very cool is that I was telling this to somebody the other day. Last semester, we had government. And to this day, I cannot tell you if the teacher is a Democrat or a Republican.
You told me.
Oh,
he so fairly presented
that's
that. I was
cool.
telling
that's
Amy
cool.
that. And to this day, I couldn't figure it out. Here, I know the basic platforms, and he presented it so fairly. And I was like, you know what? I hope
that's
my kid gets
good.
A teacher like that.
He's the one that needs to do a podcast.
He's
or a
jealous
radio
of me
show.
Because I got out of 2, because he holds the record at 9 tickets, and he was like so jealous
what?
Of me
nine
that I got
tickets.
That he got out of. And so I was telling you today that I got out of my 2 tickets for speeding. And he was like, man, you rock. You rock. I think I hit my corn.
Oh, I just want to make sure you're still being recorded.
Yeah, I'm still on. I think I was sitting on my wires. That
he's gotten
that
out
noise.
Of 9 tickets? What's he doing?
He
for
won't
a man?
Tell you. He won't tell you till the kids graduate. And see, I never see him after graduation. So I need to go back and talk
First
to
of
him.
All, what's he doing? 9 tickets
I don't
is a
know.
Lot.
No, in his life.
Oh,
not in like
year. Okay.
But
in
anyway,
semester.
even in econ with all this stuff going on in our society, I'm like, you know, I don't really get it, but he's doing like gross national product. He talks about the Federal Reserve and how much power they have. I had no idea
Very cool.
how much power the head of the Fed has. I mean, I'm just, you know, I just, I'm like, and you know, I know I learned all this
I used
somewhere,
to cut
but
all
I didn't
those
really
classes.
Care.
I know,
you know
but that's,
I, mean?
I know, I'm jealous because I would love
now
to sit in those classes
informed.
And get paid
can we,
to do
can
it.
We just come?
Yeah,
hey,
I'll just come.
Okay, and we
I'll
should
just tell
mention,
him, the divas are going to come to class.
We should mention
oh my God, they die.
That the, our superintendent, is it super?
Kathy Cox.
Yeah, she
no,
was in People Mag.
State superintendent.
State, okay, tell that story.
She is the state superintendent for the schools in Georgia, and she was on Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, and she won $1 million.
Did you guys know that?
Yes.
Did you know, Suzanne?
No, I didn't
what
know.
Did she, and tell Kathy what she Cox, did with her $1 million.
She gave it to the schools for the deaf where the funding got yanked.
Oh.
She didn't take one dime.
No, she gave it to, there's wow. one in Macon and I, then the Georgia School for Deaf and somewhere
that.
Else. And she gave all the money to them because the state of Georgia had to pull that funding because of economics.
I mean,
okay, that is a huge random act of
Hell
kindness.
Yeah,
she
that is a good. That is a great segue
yes.
into really what our topic
you
is
know
about
what?
Today
She's
random
just
acts
a
of
great
kindness.
that was just, that
I mean,
was,
I
she rocks.
I have okay, to but, say, I don't know if I could be that. I think I might, because her,
okay,
son was like,
500.
Yeah, her son was like, could I get, could I at least get a, he wanted a laptop and he didn't get a laptop. I mean, she did, she took nothing. I was pretty impressed.
We have some voicemails about our previous show. It was show number 113, where we talked about what I call RAKs, random acts of kindness. Can we play it? Okay, let's go.
Hi, ladies. This is Beth from South Carolina, also known as Sports Mama. I've emailed you ladies a few times, but I have never called before. But after listening to show 113 about your random acts of kindness and listening to your challenge that you gave to your listeners, I thought I would give you a call. I listened to the podcast last Friday, and on my way to Bible study, I stopped at Chick-fil-A.
Yay!
While I was in line at the drive-thru, I decided that I would just pay for the people behind me, in the car behind me. So I got up to pay and paid for my own things, and then asked the guy at the window if I could pay for the car behind me. He looked at me like I was crazy, but said, sure, I could do it if I wanted. So I paid their bill. Don't even know how many people were in there or anything, but just told the guy to tell him that I said to have a great day. So hopefully I made their day a little brighter. I know it made mine a little brighter. Getting to do that was great, to be able to do it. I want to thank you guys for the challenge. It was awesome, and I think I'm going to use it on my blog and also challenge to challenge my readers, also to challenge the ladies in my Bible study at church and our church reading group, because I think it would just be great if we can get as many people as possible to pay it forward and to just share their random acts of kindness. You guys are awesome. Please keep up the good work. Love listening to you. Sharon, Carrie, and Suzanne, you've been awesome lately. Amy and Julie, we miss you and hope you're back soon.
How sweet is that?
You guys are great, and I'm just going to keep spreading the word and telling everybody about you. Thanks. And
you know what? That is so sweet.
This on your podcast if you want.
Yeah, there you go, Amy. You got your
That is loving. So sweet.
I know.
So how do you do that? So you're at Chick-fil-A, and
you just tell them, I want to pay for the car behind
me. Yeah, but I mean, do you just give them $20 or $30?
By that time, they've already figured out how much.
Because you got to figure, they ordered there and then came around.
Oh, that's so cool! I like it.
I do it for policemen and firefighters.
Yeah.
And actually, a policeman waited on me and pulled me over and said, "Ma'am, you can't do that."
Why?
I can't accept gifts. And I said, sir, this was not about me trying to bribe you or anything.
Yeah.
So you know what? Just have a nice day.
Yeah, it's
day.
Not like you're getting a
yeah,
ticket.
Yeah, I wasn't trying. I said, you know, this is just something that I want. And my kids are in the car with me. But then I wanted to make a point, too, because it doesn't always have to be, if you can't afford to do things like that, it doesn't have to be that you buy something for someone or do, you know, you can do random things. Like, one of the big things I always do with my, especially when my children are around, but even when they're not, if I see somebody in uniform, I always walk up and shake their hand and tell them, thank you for your service. Mm. And very rarely can I get it out of my mouth without tears in my eyes. And you should see the responses I get from
these
people.
I've never had you thank me.
Because you're not in uniform.
Hey, you know what was cool?
You have to be in uniform.
I can go get it.
I love a man
in uniform. When I went to, when I was in Africa with the senior, you know, the graduating seniors, Sarah, she writes letters to servicemen, and then when she comes across them, she has them in her purse. So we're in the airport.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, it was very, I was like, I learned a lesson. She walked up to one of the soldiers that was walking through on his way, I'm sure, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, mm-hmm. and she just tapped him on the shoulder and said, I have a letter for you, and he was like, you know, of course, hit off guard.
Oh, so she just says, dear soldier or whatever.
She has a whole heartfelt
letter. I love that.
Yeah, it was very cool.
But that's a good example of not having to spend money.
Right.
But somebody totally, you should see, I stopped the guy in the hairdressing place. He's getting his hair cut, and I said, excuse me, sir, I just want to say thank you for your service. He was like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, and I said, thank you for your service. I really appreciate it. And he was like, oh my gosh, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm thinking, okay, that took nothing from me.
Right.
And this man was truly, you could tell, he was shaken.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, number one, A, that's sad that more people don't go and say that to mm-hmm. him. But number two, oh, pitiful me for not getting off my butt and doing a little more.
Yeah.
I mean, they're sacrificing so much. I don't know.
Gosh, there was, We just did this thing for the Boy Scout troop. There was they just sent this thing about this one soldier who was injured, and he had a blast to his face, and so he's blind now, and a ton of stuff. And so all the they asked the scouts to to send in little things for him to cheer him up because he's not doing well in rehab and he's getting agitated and stuff like that and not doing so well. And so I was like, what could I do? What could I do? And so I got him one of those cards that is auditory. Well, there's nothing that says feel better, get well soon or anything.
It's a song.
Yeah, there's songs and stuff like that. And so I found this one that said happy birthday on it.
Sorry.
But it was like happy birthday to a brother.
Yeah.
And so I put down, it said, you're awesome, something brother. And I crossed it out and I put soldier.
Aww.
And then it said, and it was the song, you're unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Dun, dun, you know?
Yeah.
And so I was like so proud of myself and I wrote this heartfelt little thing on it. And then at the end it said happy birthday. And so I just crossed out birth and I just put down happy day, you know.
Aww.
And I showed it to the scouts that I was carpooling. I was like, look, you could sign this if you want to, you know, because I thought,
I was
so proud of it. And they looked at it and they're like, happy day? This guy just is blind and, you know, and I'm just like, oh, gee. It's like, so they really kind of burst my bubble.
So you kept it?
No. Yeah.
Big happy day. Happy day.
Good happy freaking day.
Happy freaking day.
I think that's very sweet.
But
you know what? It's just that whole...
It's looking around and seeing where the need mm-hmm. is. Because if you pay attention, it is everywhere. It can be opening the door for a person in a wheelchair that's struggling. It can be helping an elderly person load groceries. Actually, Carrie, I ran into your father-in-law one day.
Did you really?
Yeah, at Kroger. And he was struggling.
With his $200 worth of groceries.
To load it all in his golf cart. And I said, hey.
Love him.
Hey, hey, how you doing? And I was helping him load them. So the need is everywhere. If you look, it's there.
It's taken the buggy back from the.
Yeah. I had a gentleman do that today for me. He was so sweet. He's like, here, let me get your card. I'm taking mine up. He was very sweet.
It reminds me of that commercial, that insurance
cart,
that insurance commercial where it says to do the right thing is, and it shows a commercial where everyone is doing the right thing to help the other person along.
Yeah.
I've not seen that.
And I think that
is Liberty Mutual.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Liberty Mutual, you
like,
guys
you watch
rock.
Somebody do it.
Yeah.
And then it says something like, to do the right thing. And I thought, you guys rock. That is brilliant marketing. I feel like switching my insurance just because you guys did that.
Brilliant. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All right. I paid a toll for somebody in back of me
cool.
before.
Cool.
And then, you know, because they're, and so then you kind of like, they pass you. Mm-hmm. And they don't even like make eye contact with you. And I'm thinking, that toll booth person took that
toll
50
booth.
Cents.
Bastard.
No even acknowledgement of that.
Didn't even like do this. And I thought,
I didn't get the wave. I didn't get the nod.
Yeah. Did that toll booth person take it?
Then you go, you know what? Bless their heart if they need that 50 cents that bad.
Yeah.
Hey, we got an email from Yolanda from Dover, Ohio. She talks about random acts of kindness. And she mentions a time when she got off the interstate and gave a homeless veteran some money and how it really moved her and him and how cool it was. And she's on Facebook. I've seen her on Facebook. So, hey, Yolanda.
Hey, Yolanda. Yeah, I've seen her on Facebook as well.
That's a good idea.
I know. Honey, do we have any more voicemails? Okay. Two more? Cool.
Hey, ladies. This is Katie in Texas. I was just calling to tell you how much I enjoyed your Random Acts of Kindness show. I just thought it was a really great show. And it inspired me to do a few things and to write some thank you notes to some people, just like the man who runs our home association, the lady who has a snow cone place at the park that she's had for years, and the kids love going there.
What?
Snow cone place.
And what I'm trying to do as far as any of my own acts of kindness is take meals to some people that need it. Mm. And what I think is important is I bring my kids along because I want them to see that. I don't know if that's so random because we plan
okay.
it. So I'm trying to do more random things. But I really enjoyed the show. And Amy, Julie, hello. Miss you guys.
See?
My goodness,
yes.
Amy.
Gosh, I'm coming back, baby.
Wow, thank you.
I know that is awesome. And by the way, you guys, I have used your voicemails. For those of you that called in for the Random Acts of Kindness to the DivaCast, they come to our house. This is Suzanne. And I'm double dipping. I'm using them also on Dear Zanny. So I played them on the DearZanny.com show as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
You know, another thing I wanted to say to her about
taking
your kids too.
Yeah.
Is
you do that.
Well, I do that, but that's not what I want to say is, you know, one thing that we learned from our friend,
doesn't matter.
Janice Schaefer, mm-hmm. that died, mm-hmm. was that even just going on a walk and taking a trash bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That she never went on a walk where she didn't take a trash bag. So even
picking
just going around the neighborhood, mm-hmm. something mm-hmm. that little, you can take your kids and you yeah. take a trash bag and you teach them that way. That's a random act of mm-hmm. kindness.
Your kids notice all that stuff. They really do.
Yeah.
They do. And they remember it.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Okay. Robin, we have another one.
Hi, this is Mary. I live in the Indianapolis area, and I just wanted to let you know that I started listening to your Diva podcast, just today, and I've really been enjoying your episodes. However, I had to make a comment. I was listening to your episode on learning disabilities and playing to your child's strengths and all of that, and I thought all that was fabulous. And then a woman from, I think it was Massachusetts or someplace, called about or had left a message, and you guys were listening to that, and then she got off, and I don't know which of the ladies, maybe it was Carrie, had said you were talking about some Diva cup, and Carrie says, you guys are retarded or a bunch of retards or something like that. Anyway,
great,
using
Carrie.
That word in that way is such a terrible thing, and I really hope that you all take your responsibility on the air, you know, not lightly, and that you consider those words as bad as the N-word, because I truly do. I hate that word, and hope to wipe it off the face of the earth. So anyway, help me in my plight, and don't use that word anymore, and you know, words hurt. So I have a son with Down syndrome, and I try to make every effort possible to eradicate the use of that word. So anyway, help me out. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Wait, tell me her name again.
Mary.
Mary. Yeah. I you know what?
That's Carrie.
Because Suzanne had sent this to us via email, and I did not remember saying this, but I apologize. And you know what? It's so funny because it's not funny, but it's
odd.
Ironic?
Oh, well, it's just that it has become that word from a very young age, from mm-hmm. when I was like a teenager, was in my vernacular. So I don't even associate it with a learning disabled person. So it's such a great lesson to me that I have to be careful of that, because I didn't even really think about it. So I really appreciate that. And I love that you called and told us about this. And one of the things that I have been dealing with my kids is right now, the term "you are so gay" is part of my kids' yeah. vocabulary. And this, you know, this email, this voicemail really stuck with me. And I'm like, you know what? You cannot... I have to keep telling my kids, stop saying that. Stop saying that. Stop saying that.
Yeah, my son says that too.
It's
what
yeah.
they say now.
And it's like, it's not that you're sitting here, you're not going, okay, I'm bashing Down syndrome kids or gay yeah. people. It's just that it's just a term.
You don't realize the context.
Yeah, you just don't even think about it. So I really appreciate it. And I definitely take it to heart. And I appreciate you giving us a call. And
yeah, Mary, I think that's cool.
Yeah.
That she called.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I apologize. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay, we do have one more voicemail, don't we? Yeah, I thought we did for Random Acts of Kindness.
Robin's
looking. Hi there, Divas. This is Teresa in Seattle calling. I've been a listener for about 6 months now, and I absolutely enjoy your show. Thank you for all that time that you put in to provide us with entertainment. I just got done listening to your Random Acts of Kindness show, and I just had to call in and tell you how much I loved it. I was absolutely inspired, and I had just got done watching this program on PBS that was all about science and the chemistry behind happiness, which, you know, is all about love and gratitude and kindness, so it just fit in perfectly with the with like the theme of my week, I guess. But you know what? I have to admit that I consider myself to be a pretty kind person, and I could not think of one thing I'd done recently to spread any kindness in this world. the best I could come up with was, you know, letting someone go ahead of me in the grocery line that had fewer items, but, you know, it's not like I had paid for their groceries or anything. So, like I said, I'm inspired now to go out and find some ways to offer kindness and spread kindness in this world. And I just really wanted to thank you for taking time to talk about this. And then the, let's see, the other thing I wanted to mention was about giving money to people in the streets. And, you know, I've always been the kind of person who wants to give money, but, you know, I know that a lot of times these people have mental problems or addictions that probably aren't being treated. So I've always worried about giving cash that, you know, might somehow be contributing to those problems. So a long time ago, I came across this idea, and I figured I'd share. You can really easily pick up some McDonald's gift certificates or, you know, even other types of fast food restaurants. They're usually sold in pretty low denominations. And you just carry them with you in your purse or your car for when you come across someone who's asking for help. And, you know, that's an easy way to make sure that you're helping in the way you intended. They can go get a cup of hot coffee and an egg sandwich rather than, you know, feeding a habit that might not be helping them. So it's a quick, simple way to make sure your generosity is going to the place you want it to. And also, a lot of times churches, I think it's a program that's run through St. Vincent de Paul, will sell these little packets that you can buy and carry them with you to give to people. I think it's like a food or a grocery store gift certificate, a coupon for a blanket, or maybe a night at a shelter, and then some phone numbers for and contacts for various social services in the area. I've used those before, and the people who have gotten them before and know what they are usually really glad to get one. They're like, oh, yeah, I know what this is. Thank you. But I have to tell you, it's in this tiny little manila envelope. So if they haven't gotten one before, you know, it kind of looks funny. And I was driving through the U District, and there's this gentleman standing out in the median with a sign. So I fished through my console and found one of these little packets that I had in there, and I rolled down the window to hand it to him, and he just looked at me so funny. So, and so I was trying to explain to him what it was, and he goes, I thought you were giving me a piece of cheese. And I was like, nope, no cheese in this car. And my teenager was sitting beside me, and she was just laughing. But the guy finally took it, and, you know, he smiled, and he was very grateful. So that's another way to make sure you're helping without making someone's situation worse. Okay, so thanks again for everything you do, and I am out to spread some kindness
you
in
go,
this
girl.
World. Have a great week, ladies. Bye-bye.
That's a awesome. Great call. Mm-hmm. I love her, her suggestions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good.
I have always had issues with giving money to people on the sides of the road.
I know you and I have gone round and round about that topic.
Well, I mean, I used to live in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and I would walk across people sleeping in the streets, and they would always have their hands out and things like that. And I can remember one time we went out for lunch, and I would never give them because I have issues with people with addictions. I'm not going to enable that. And when I think that that's, you know, the issue, I'm not going to enable it. And, but a friend of mine, we went to McDonald's and brought this person back a hamburger mm-hmm. And she said, here you go. And he took that and threw it.
Oh,
and was like,
yeah, but okay. You know, okay, but let me just tell you, the statistics are, it's something like, you know, I'm in the mental health profession. It's like 75% of homeless people have a diagnosable mental illness. So because he threw it at you.
It's probably a dual diagnosis, though. And I'm sorry.
Okay, absolutely. It probably is a dual diagnosis. But you also have to ask which came first. If somebody is schizophrenic, did then they have subsequent substance abuse because it was undiagnosed and you know what I mean?
But still, where's your money going to go?
You just got to do what sits right.
You
in
have
your heart.
Exactly. So if that doesn't sit right with you,
we had that debate in the Bible study. Were you in that? You were in there, weren't you?
Well, we've had this debate on the DivaCast early on. Amy and I had the same.
It's not
talk.
Your responsibility what they do with the money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it's your responsibility to give the money.
From Amy's perspective, she's saying it's enabling.
I'm not going either way. You guys got to do it.
But see, I am either way because I do believe I give money. I feel like if that person has crossed my path, I have a responsibility. But could it be in the form of food? Or yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'd be much more willing to give the little packets and things mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah,
I
think which is great.
I like that idea.
And if that
I like
works
that
for
idea.
You.
Mm-hmm. But as far as money to go buy crack.
Another, yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just buy a case of liquor and then give them a quart.
Here, me open my trunk and give you a
Let me help you
bourbon.
Out.
All right, girls, let's go. I gotta
okay.
go home. Y'all
okay.
ready?
Yeah.
Done. Nice to be back, Amy.
Right. Yeah.
See how well you guys were missed? How much?
I know. Thank
look
you, girls.
Look at the two of them looking at each other like that. Like, I'm not missing
puppy
that
love.
Little look, Amy. Yeah. It's great.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah,
thanks for
thank
your
you.
Emails. Send some more. diva@thedivacast.com. We love getting
them. Or call 678-884-0524 and go check out Dear Zanny.
And don't forget, inside every woman is a diva, and you have one in you. We know it.
Woo.
Bye.
Bye.